You're listening to Spokespeople.
Homeschooled by Jewish lesbians in North Carolina, Gene made his way to the Bay last July via Brown University, landing himself a sweet office gig that requires bi-weekly undercover spy work. A sweet chili sauce aficionado, he is currently in search of a good accordion teacher, a life partner, and more opportunities to escape to the wild. Please welcome Gene Goldstein Plesser.
Hi, friends. So, I came to Spokespeople for the first time a few months ago with my friend Caroline, and I was just really overwhelmed by the experience and had such a great time and heard so many great stories. And so right off the bat, I thought, you know, well, maybe this is something I can do. But I was fairly intimidated by, like, these powerful, fierce women who are, like, just telling these incredible life stories. And I just, like, you know, I'm not a particularly fierce woman. And I just, you know, I wasn't sure I was going to be able to, you know, hold up the standards of Spokespeople. So, but then I got the email from Becca for this month's theme, and I saw it was in transit, and I was like, well, I kind of have to do it because transit's my thing. And like literally transit, like transportation. Like I love big things that move. Like trains and buses and cars and airplanes. But less airplanes because you can't really do much on airplanes. And I like being more involved in my transit. But anyway, so my parents think that I developed my love of transit because they took me on the subway when I was 4 days old in New York City, which you're like kind of not supposed to do with like 4 day olds. And my grandma was really mad at them, but they did it anyway. And so because of that, I've been big into transit. And so when I was growing up, I mean, I basically, as soon as I learned to read, and I learned to read early, the whole little homeschooler bit in there. But I was a big reader, and I started to read maps. Were one of the first things that I read. And because they had like this graphical element to them too, so it was fun. So I mean, I was reading like street names, which, you know, almost like a narrative there, but like I was big into them. And so when we would go on trips, I was a designated navigator. And we're talking like I'm like four, right? So I don't know if you guys ever did this, but if you go to AAA, if you're a AAA member, you can get a triptych. You guys ever get triptychs? This was like back before like GPS and all that stuff. And it would be like, you tell AAA, like, hey, I'm going from here to here, and if you gave them, like, a little bit of notice for free, they would make you a little spiral notebook, and you would, like, flip through it, and it would have, like, your route highlighted, and it would, like, tell you where to go. And I was like, that's pretty cool, but, like, it's cheating. So I would go in with my parents, and they'd, like, pick up their triptych, and I would, like, ask for, like, the maps for every state we were going to drive through. Because you can get, like, unlimited free maps at AAA, which, fun fact. So I would do that. I would get, and while I was there, I'd obviously request maps for, like, random-ass places, like, other countries that we were not going to be driving through, but that I wanted to, like, understand their road systems. So we get in the car, and, you know, I was, like, very, I don't know, I was very determined that we would follow the routes that I planned. And sometimes, like, they were not necessarily the best routes, like, I would see, like, short distances and be like, that's the way we should go. And I'd, like, direct my parents, like, off the interstate onto, like, weird little state highways. But, you know, they usually did it, and I was very happy. And, it was a little bit embarrassing sometimes. Like, my parents tell a story about how I would cry sometimes if, like, just driving around our hometown. So at this point, when I was, like, around that age, we lived in Ithaca, New York, and driving home to our house, I was, like, very insistent about the route that we should take home. And, like, my feelings about the route would change from day to day. And, like, sometimes we should have taken Pine Street. And if they took Lake Street, I'd cry. So that happened. Anyway, I love transit. But then we moved to North Carolina. And that's where I grew up when I was five. And there's not like an awesome like transit system in Durham. It's not like a public transit mecca or by any means. So to sort of satisfy my craving for transit systems. Whenever we'd go to visit my family in New York, I would go to the subway station near my aunt's house and pick up a new subway map, which is, I mean, can you guys picture the New York City subway map? It's kind of like a, I don't know, have you guys been to New York City? You know the subway map? It's like everywhere. They make like subway map umbrellas. They're like really proud of their map. But it doesn't change, you know, that's kind of like why they make things out of it, because it's like fairly standard. They're building a new subway line now. Like dorky fact, on the 2nd Avenue subway line is being built. It's going to be the T. But it's like the first stations they're adding to the subway system for like a century or something. So it's not, you know, I would get a new map each time I go, but there's no particular reason, right? Because like nothing's changed. But I would go get a new map each time I go, and then I'd take them home with me, and I would just spend hours like staring at the New York City subway map, and I would have my parents quiz me, be like, how do you get from like how do you get from like JFK to like the Bronx Zoo, which is like a journey. Like you'd probably just like take the A. You take the air train to the A, and then you take that all the way into the city, and then you just want to switch to one of the Green Line trains, probably at like Fulton Street. But I mean, it's kind of beside the point. But and then you would take that up to so I'm pretty good at it still. Anyway, I was big into transit, and that was me through like middle school, because I couldn't drive really, so I sort of like create these imaginary stories about trips I would take in New York City where I don't live. and which I, my parents, but actually sometimes when we would visit my family in New York and I was a teenager, I would just go on adventures when I was old enough, maybe like 15 or 16, I'd be like, you know what? I just read online that the 191st Street 1 train station is the deepest subway station in Manhattan, so I'm not going to go there. So I went there like by myself. I mean, it's kind of, I don't know if you guys know Manhattan, but it's like the little where Manhattan kind of like becomes really skinny, Washington Heights, like north of Columbia. And like it's Manhattan, but it's not Manhattan. It's kind of like a mountain range. And it was really cool. So like I get out of the subway station, 191st Street, and there's like no one on the train anymore. And like sort of walk through this tunnel. And I like went on this little adventure and wandered around to the tip of Manhattan and just had like a great time. But anyway, like I would do things like that, just go places on subway lines because I could. Back in North Carolina, though, I'm doing my homeschoolery thing, and so I'm taking a lot of classes in alternative settings, including Durham Tech Community College and UNC Chapel Hill. And when I was old enough to go by myself, I would start taking the bus to Durham Tech, which is on a very different part of town than where we lived. And it was just, like, such an eye-opening experience to take the bus because, you know, I'd lived in Durham for 10 years. I felt like I really knew the city that I grew up in, but taking the bus was, like, a really immersive experience in Durham and like the parts of Durham that you just don't see if you don't take the bus to Durham Tech. So that was really cool. And also on the bus to UNC, it was like this little shuttle bus that goes between Duke and Durham and UNC and Chapel Hill. And I would take it 3 days a week to go to my classes. And the first day I show up at that bus, and there's sort of like a vague friend of a friend there who went to like the artsy middle school. I knew a lot of people at artsy middle school. I mean, this was in high school, though. She wasn't in middle school at the time. And, you know, we just started talking. We sat next to each other, like, didn't really know what to talk about for, like, the half-hour bus ride, and just sort of, like, sat there comfortably as we took the bus. And then she would be there. She was there the next time, too, and the next time we realized we were going to be on the bus together, like, every day at 8 in the morning that we had classes there. And we gradually got more comfortable with each other, and it was, like, this whole friendship that blossomed out of taking the bus to UNC 3 days a week. So that was another little fun thing that transit did for my life. Then I went to school. And actually, in order to go to Brown, I wrote my college essay about the experience of taking the bus in Durham, which was, which tells you something about me. But it got me into school, and that was great. Uh-oh. So get to Brown, and I became known among my friends as the RIPTA kid, RIPTA being the Rhode Island Public Transit System. I had a system map of the RIPTA system, and the main bus station, like the hub terminal, was in downtown Providence, which is like 10 minutes from campus, 10-minute walk from campus. And so I made this list of every cool place you could go, or it was like a constantly growing list of places I heard about that you could go do the bus. And it was like I wrote a little email to myself in Gmail, and it was just like this permanent draft I still have called RIPTA Adventures. And like I would get people. Or I was really good at it freshman year. I kind of tapered off. But I would get people to go with me to, like, random-ass state parks and, like, weird little towns and funny little beaches that people don't usually take the bus to, but you could. So that was fun. Anyway, so guys, to kind of, like, wrap things up, I guess I was trying to think when I was like planning out this story, I guess. Like, what's the climax? Like, where's like the best transit highlight adventure of my, you know, love affair with transit? And I realized that that's not really the point. And like, if anything, I mean, this is gonna sound like a little bit cheesy, but like the point for me has never been about like the destination. It's been about the journey. I know. And I think that through my love of transit, I've just gotten to experience all these different parts of geographies and societies and places that, you know, you don't come across if you are in your little car listening to like Miss English GPS like tell you step by step like where to go. And so it's something that I really value, is that I've had, you know, this opportunity and like this drive to constantly, you know, throw myself into more immersive transportation experiences. And I still do cry sometimes when my family takes Pine Street. Thank you.